Hey guys, I'm podcast producer and host Benji Dolly, and welcome to another episode of the Face Rocker Podcast, the official Rocket Jump podcast. Today's episode is episode 91, and this week is Emmys week. So of course, we're going to be talking about TV and what our favorite shows were this year. Things that struck a nerve with us and that we really enjoyed. We've got Rocket Jump the Show producer Asha Mahuja to sit down today, as well as Rocket Jump the Show production coordinator Michael Tenego. These guys are TV buffs. They live for content. They watch it. They love it. They learn from it, so they know exactly what they're talking about. And it's a pretty fun convo. We think you'll really enjoy it. Before we get going today, though, I want to give you an idea of what we've got on our other channels this week. So make sure you go take a peek at these. Head over to Rocket Jump 2, and you can catch the latest This Week at Rocket Jump featuring Anthony Birch and, of course, Ben Waller. Ben has lost his mind. Don't want to give any spoilers, but Ben has been making Rocket Jump the show, and he's trying to film anything and everything he can. And he's gone overboard. This week follows that, and like usual, takes you down the rabbit hole to some deep, dark places that you don't see coming. It's hilarious as usual, so make sure you guys check that out. Also, if you head over to the Rocket Jump Film School, they're keeping it going with more content each and every week. This week, we've got the casting director from seasons 2 and 3 of VGHS, our very own Kate Farrington Garcia, who teaches you how to hold your own casting session. She's an absolute pro, she knows her stuff, and she's done it for our show, so we know she knows what she's talking about. It's a fantastic video, it's very informative, and we think it'll help you guys out a lot, so go check that out. Also, the Rocket Jump Film School has an all-new Office Hours podcast with Rocket Jump Film School sound designer Kevin Senzaki sitting down and giving you guys an idea of what films you should check out for studying sound design. We touch on a lot of the work in Star Wars and some of the new Transformers movies, some of the older flicks like Alien. Of course, we go over the famous Wilhelm Scream. Anyways, check that out. It's a fantastic podcast. We think you'll enjoy it. But anyways, you came here to watch this podcast today, so we hope you enjoy that as well, and we hope you come back next week for the next one. All right, see you guys later. Welcome back to another episode of the Face Rocker Podcast. We've been off for a couple weeks. As you can see behind us, that's why.
New
office.
A whole
bunch of new stuff going on. It's really fancy, and that's why we're in another room again, because the old room is now being worked on. So like usual, we've been shifted to another area of the office.
You know what? We keep it interesting. We keep it new and fresh just to make everyone excited to come back every week.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, every other week. End up when you come
every
back
other month. Whenever.
Man, I need you guys with me more often. You make it sound way more professional.
Dude, we're here to help, man. we're here to make magic happen.
I'm here with Asha Mahuja, Michael Tenego. You guys are production team for Rocket Jump the Show, correct?
We are, indeed.
Yes, we are.
Okay.
Yeah. Another wonderfulness that happens over here at Rocket Jump.
Mm-hmm. Asha is actually our biggest champion of Rocket League here at the office. Anytime you see him, he's really excited about it. He walks in and is like, guys, great game. I'm so proud of you. That was a great goal. As you can see, I'm lying. He hates
Benji.
It.
Benji's sarcasm knows no limits.
But I wanted to bring you guys on for today's episode because we like to talk about things that have happened kind of recently in the zeitgeist of pop culture. Emmy Awards just happened.
Yeah, they did.
I wanted to bring you guys in.
Got the master list right here.
Because, Asham, you've actually worked in the awards show, and you've been a member of the Academy for a while and have helped.
I'm definitely not a member of the Academy.
Dude, you should have just let me go with it.
I really thought
you were.
No. Definitely not.
Dude, you are.
I definitely worked. Like,
I just assumed.
I worked in the press department.
You know, that's
you're a member. You don't work. You just get a vote.
That's the whole. Let me tell you, Asham hired me back in January.
Yeah.
And when he hired me, I decided, you know what, I'm going to add this guy on LinkedIn because I was still young.
Yeah.
I knew LinkedIn was a good thing.
The LinkedIn gig is how you
thought he was LinkedIn. Young. LinkedIn. Thought he was young yeah. 6 months ago.
6 months ago. So I.
No, he didn't get it through LinkedIn.
I follow him on LinkedIn. His LinkedIn picture is him on the red carpet in a suit.
That's his Facebook
right?
picture, right?
Now,
here's what you don't know.
This is the secret.
The ear you can't see has an earpiece because I'm working the red carpet.
Dude, I actually thought you were there.
I thought it was a huge deal, though. I was like, oh my God, this guy.
And below frame, you see my like press badge.
And you're walking and everything.
Yeah. So actually,
it's the perfectly framed photo.
Oh,
I thought it was a huge deal.
That's why I use it everywhere.
Well, anyways, that's why I wanted you guys here, because I know you're big
TV buffs. You watch your stuff. You know anything and everything. And Ashim, you obviously worked in that field a little bit. So first things first, I want to know, since I'm an outsider, and the older you get, obviously, the more like
cynical you get,
and you think it's all just crap.
A lot of these shows run pretty smoothly, and it's a full voting process. They have, you know, an academy for, I mean, obviously the Academy Awards, the Television Academy, and they go to their group of peers to vote for all these.
Yeah.
Every organization has different rules and different structures, how the voting works. The Oscars, sometimes you can have up to 5, there's 3, or up to 10, and there's 9. That's because they only take a certain number of votes. So there's just different rules that apply to each thing. But overall, there's a couple here and there that are a little bit of a, you know, depends on who you know. But for the most part, it's a pretty honest voting process.
Okay, so speaking of the voting process, they did a different voting process this year, right? Holland was just telling us they did it somewhat differently.
What I've heard, but I can't speak to it very much.
Something
about blue ribbons. I don't know what ribbons
have been cut.
So they opened it up to the whole academy rather than a smaller group of people, which is great.
There you go.
Actually helps the numbers.
I'm surprised that's not what it was beforehand.
Yeah, to me, that's what helps shows like,
that
you know,
makes way more sense.
Yeah,
like
definitely.
That, you know, so that's cool.
So what I want to know is, I'm just going to play a quick round. We're not going to do the longest podcast today.
That's cool.
I'm going to do a rounds of agree or disagree.
All right.
Or your own picks, or maybe things that weren't nominated, or just to make sure some of the things that we thought should have been, maybe not given an award or anything like that, but just stuff that we enjoyed. So our own personal version of the stuff we enjoyed this year.
The Emmys that matter is what
the
you're saying.
Right.
The Rockies. These are the Rockies. Okay.
Rockies.
We're going to do a 30-minute of the
First
Rockies.
First annual Rockies. Yeah. Okay. Love it.
This is great.
Shout out to Johnny Boz, who made his own Johnny Boz Awards, by the way. We got a rocket jumper out there.
Nice.
Who did his own awards, and we actually won one. So
nice.
That was pretty rad.
Did we get a trophy, Johnny? Gotta send it our way.
Send it our way.
Never sent it, but
at least a diploma,
that's
a plaque,
dude,
certificate,
right?
PDF,
a frame,
anything.
I'm not gonna.
We'll frame it. We'll pay for the frame.
All right, we'll pay for the frame. So just send us the PDF.
So like, I just want to get your take on it. I'm like a winner like John Hamm, nominated 16, 17 times, never won it. Is that a career achievement award since this is last year?
At a certain point, it's just more of like a lifetime achievement award.
Yeah, exactly.
You've been nominated, so it's
his last chance. We got to make sure we get one before he's gone.
It's Scorsese winning.
Departed.
Waiting for Departed.
Okay.
You earn it at some point with your career,
not necessarily for that particular season.
I'll start it off by asking, what was something that you guys really enjoyed? We'll start with Ashim, and then Mike, you go ahead. What was something that you really enjoyed this year that maybe flew under the radar a bit, or didn't receive some of the praise?
It was nominated in a lot of things, didn't win a lot, but Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt, I thought, was one of my favorite shows of last year. It completely caught me off guard, was hilarious, was interesting, was just out there. And it was just, it kind of epitomizes what, like, I hate using the word, but like new media shows can be like.
That's what we are.
It's what we are. You know, it's just something different and crazy. And like,
it
doesn't need the biggest audience. It just needs a loyal one. And I think it found that in a lot of people.
That's cool.
Absolutely.
I haven't gotten that one. I watched like the first episode.
Shows that are on Netflix and Hulu or whatever, you have to give it the whole season. They're shorter seasons.
Mm-hmm.
So you're not, you know, bearing through 23 episodes of something you don't like.
Yeah.
But you got to let it go because, you know, really,
the arc is
there's
the
segmented one arc.
Episode,
yeah, exactly.
Right? Okay.
It's not just a show where, like, if you don't like the characters, you're not going to like it. You have to see where it goes, and I think it's worth giving a try.
Is there a certain number on Kimmy that you know you were hooked? Is it like 2, 3?
3.
Like,
I think
3.
By 2, I liked it right away.
Yeah.
But by 3, I was like, this is something different and cool. So, and I mean, the last, like, 2 or 3 episodes are, like, completely different from the first 2. You know, there's no same, like, you wake up here, you have breakfast here, you go to work here. You know, it's not like a sitcom structure. It's all different, you know, so it's fun.
So it makes it great, yeah.
Mike,
what
is something that you were upset maybe didn't get enough love this year?
I got to say, I understand why it didn't, but Brooklyn Nine-Nine, it's really young.
Yeah.
I mean, then again, this is Kimmy Schmidt's first season, but they're Netflix, so they're considered like a little more highbrow.
But Brooklyn Nine-Nine got a lot of love from Golden Globes in its first season.
It did, yeah, it did.
That's true.
It's not that it's been consistently flying under the radar, because it broke out right away.
Yeah, no, yeah, definitely. I'm seeing this right now. There's definitely some love, Andre Brower for supporting actor. He didn't win, but he was up against Veep.
Personally, he's one of my favorites favorite characters to watch on anything right now. He fantastic. Is just, he, it's, I think that's a perfect casting choice. Good, and Brower's just amazing. And playing off of Sandberg is just, that's just as good as it gets casting.
That show's so much fun.
Those guys play off of each other very well.
I really like that.
Definitely. So and Daredevil missed the cutoff, right?
I
think it just missed the cutoff because it should be on
there. It won't be on there.
Man, you know what? I gave you guys, I did. Stealing one from Stephen Colbert, I lobbed you guys a meatball and neither of you said VGHS. I didn't get any love.
God damn it.
We don't. The award we have is that people enjoy it. They watch it. Yeah. We don't need anything
else. The award
else.
We have is the comment section. Exactly. That's what it is.
Exactly. Yeah. Right. We love
you
it.
You guys.
We
love you're the it. Reward.
This is Lily, by the way. Her fur gets
Lily,
everywhere.
Okay.
So.
Speaking of Lily. This is Lily. Hello. Lily. Lily's our new office dog, trying to steal Charlie's spot. Charlie's been gone for a while.
Where's Charlie been?
I don't know where Chuck's been.
He's taking some vacations.
I think he's on a vacation.
Some spa days.
Speaking of vacations, you know, you live in the same area as me. I walked past the Wagmore for the first time last night. There's a dog hotel.
Oh, sure.
In Studio City called the Wagmore.
Surprised? You've heard of dog hotels.
I have, but...
Like, it's not like a boarding house. It's like a dog hotel. Wagmore. It's called the Wagmore. What, and, like, when you walk past it, it has, like, a lobby, like a check-in lobby.
See,
and,
that's what I'm picturing.
It's got a window where all the dogs are just, like, hanging out.
Have.
And there's, like, fancy couches.
I'm not saying boarding place. I'm saying dog hotel. No. Okay, I take my dog to my... I'm from Riverside, California.
Unfortunately,
it's in this, represent.
It's
wow.
this little desert
about,
area back
about it.
In the east of California.
You're not, you don't go visit when you
don't,
come out
don't,
here.
Honestly, don't visit. Just like, no offense, but Riverside, but it's much better out here. But my family dog, they take him to a place out there called Amber's Pet Palace.
Oh, okay.
It's kind of like
Indian food restaurants always calling it a palace, and it's like 8 tables with 5 chairs. Like, I mean,
I'm saying it's a really nice
place.
Like,
the ceramic flooring.
But it's not the Wagmore. But that's still, like, that doesn't have a lobby with bellboys.
That's still, even if it's called a palace, that's the name of the place. It is still a boarding facility.
It's
that
a really
is
nice one,
actually a
I will
dog
say
hotel.
It's a really nice one.
It is a dog hotel, and it's crazy. And they're all over down La Brea, I feel like, past like 3rd,
mm-hmm.
bunch of dog hotels.
Mm-hmm. Maybe I should take Einstein out here for like a vacation.
I think Einstein
give
deserves
him
a vacation.
R&R.
We should.
Let us know what you think of Einstein having a vacation, guys. We'll post some pictures.
Yeah,
I'll post a picture of my dog. Just
so,
don't worry.
So back to the Emmys again.
Oh yeah,
television.
Einstein Emmys.
Back to television. Right? Did you like that? It's professionalism. We've got printed out papers.
I mean,
I'm bringing it today.
This is the big time.
See,
when you ask Michael Tenango and Ash Mahuja to come on our show,
this is Facebook 2.0.
We have Crafty back there. There's
mm-hmm.
like
there's a bowl of Reese's today.
Mm. I mean, it's a pretty mm-hmm. swanking joint.
It's delicious.
All right,
let's
go down
the list.
All right, let's
go down the list. Starting with the big one.
I
want to
tell you.
What are you going
to you want me to start with the big one? I'll start with the big one.
I was just going to say the big one.
Let's start with
drama.
The two big ones.
Yeah,
outstanding drama series. Winner was Game of Thrones. That's. I will say it got some stiff competition. Better Call Saul is great. House of Cards is great. Mad Men is great. Orange is the New Black. I don't watch, but I hear it's great.
Yeah.
It's. I mean, all that was a. That is some stiff competition.
That
I like
is,
to laugh.
That
sorry,
is. That was a deep. That was a deep
I have
category.
To deal with people
okay.
Okay. All day long when I go
you
home.
Like to laugh? Outstanding comedy
home.
Series.
Outstanding comedy.
Unbreakable
series.
Kimmy Schmidt was nominated.
I know.
Did not win.
Silicon Valley was awesome.
Dude, damn. Okay, a lot of stiff competition here too.
Parks and Rec.
Silicon Valley. Transparent.
Parks and Rec
Veep.
Coming in its last season. Too.
Veep won, and I gotta say, Veep deserves that.
Veep
is so
now,
good.
Because HBO season
as clutch
is so
as it gets.
Is this technically Silicon Valley season 2, or is it still 1?
This would be
one, right?
Silicon Valley season
2.
Because two just came out, though.
I think it's 2. I think it counts for 2.
Two
is
5.
Because that season was going on at the same time as Veep season.
Oh,
the episode of the committee won for best.
Daredevil came out before that, so...
Daredevil was
kind of got snubbed.
Okay, here's the thing. Daredevil was a fine show.
No, it was a fantastic show.
A fine show.
If Daredevil...
The fight
scenes if all those episodes were a Marvel movie... It would be like the 3rd best Marvel movie.
What?
Oh yeah, dude.
What?
Daredevil blows.
All okay,
the
now we're
out of
getting into
no.
it.
I'll tell you that right
no,
now.
No, sir.
Wait, it blows what?
All the it blows Thor 2 and
Iron
Captain
Man
2
America
and
3.
It easily beats Captain America 2.
I think
no, I'm sorry.
Captain America 2 is so much
dude,
better.
Winter Soldier, is that what it was?
Yeah.
Winter
Soldier was a good
that
movie.
That was one of the lamest things
oh,
I've
sure,
ever seen.
Oh sure, and I'm sure
life.
That's why
somebody,
the I'm sure that's why the I'm sure that's dude. Why the directors are directing the next Avenger movie.
I'm sorry.
Sure
no,
that sucks.
I'm sorry. Everybody liked it. I don't get it. I'm not going to hate on everyone else. I just couldn't the bad guy's name was Bucky. And in the whole movie, America was like, Bucky! Bucky, no!
Okay,
I just couldn't take him seriously. He wasn't
that's
scary
watering,
to me.
That's watering down like a bad guy just to being a bad guy. But the whole point is that he's not just a bad guy.
I love the movie. I thought it was great. But I think the amount of hype it got afterwards, that got out of hand.
No, that got way out of hand. I completely agree. No one's arguing that. But that's what all the movies all get too much hype.
That's true.
So at a certain point, you got to filter that out.
And at the same time, we work in the business, so there can never be enough.
Because that was just bad. But Daredevil was just fine. Like, the action, like, there was almost too, like, there was like some really crazy long one takes.
Okay.
But they were like almost unnecessary.
Maybe Daredevil shouldn't have been an outstanding drama series, but Charlie Cox should have gotten something.
He did great.
Charlie Cox
is
fantastic.
Okay. I watched Stardust the other day, by the way. The Matthew Vaughn movie.
With
Vaughn,
De Niro?
Who did Kingsman and Kick-Ass.
Niro, okay.
Great movie.
De Niro was in it for like 2 minutes, I think.
Oh, yeah, but it's great. He has a great role. It's worth watching. But Charlie Cox is, after watching Daredevil and then watching that, I could not recognize him. So I don't know who transformed him, but if I transformed for Daredevil, I'll tell you that.
So we got the big ones out of the
way. I agree with Veep. If you guys haven't watched Veep, that show is absolutely incredible. Julia Louis-Dreyfus is a national treasure.
I'm not a big politics guy, but honestly, no one could care about politics less than me, and you're going
to
love Veep.
You don't
Veep
is so it has. You don't have to.
It doesn't have anything to do with
it. It's fantastic. The episode, it actually won
Last
for...
Last Man on Earth. Oh, okay. Let's talk about Last Man on Earth.
Oh, here we go.
Honestly,
that's a rad show.
For a long time, there was a stigma with Fox not being able to pull off a live-action comedy. For a long time.
Really?
Yeah. And because, you know, they had Family Guy in America. Like, it was basically during the early...
Well, it was after Arrested Development took off.
Exactly.
There was just this gap, it felt like.
Huge gap. Yeah, and they tried every year. There was one that wasn't terrible. It was called... it had the guy from Reaper in it. Something about Tucson.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I love
here
that guy,
in Tucson,
by the way. He's in Deadbeat also. One of our Hulu.
Yeah, Hulu.
Brethren.
Represent Deadbeat.
Yeah, represent Hulu.
Appreciate you.
Deadbeat. Hashtag rocket jump on Hulu.
Hashtag it.
But anyways, but now they've got Last Man on Earth, which is great. Brooklyn Nine-Nine, which is
hashtag.
Great.
Hashtag
like, they're
yeah,
coming back with
they're,
comedy.
They're bringing it. And I remember, when we were kids, when Fox first came out, it had a lot
of, they
the
were,
original
the
slate
yeah.
was fantastic.
Oh, yeah.
Married with Children.
It's bad that I
show.
Don't remember what shows go on what network. Did you say, Fox
no,
and
it's not
so
bad.
No, because now we live in the Hulu age where everything's just online. Hulu and Netflix.
Everything's about Hulu.
It's all one network.
Hulu's
all about Hulu. Hulu's the best. They're fantastic.
Okay, let's talk about one that I'm really upset about, though.
Okay,
the one I'm most upset about.
I can see it in your eyes.
No, not that one.
What?
Outstanding supporting actress in a comedy.
Oh, yeah.
Because
okay.
That had some crazy stiff competition.
Okay, so we got...
Such as?
There was one...
Brooklyn Nine-Nine. Girl, no, this is the wrong one.
No, you're looking at that. Looking up here, we got... Julie Bowen, Modern Family.
Yep.
Look, even if Modern Family isn't what it used to be, it's still a great show.
No, it's still really funny.
Yeah.
We got... I don't know how to say her first name. Is it Mayim or Mayim? It's Mayim Bialik, right?
Mayim Bialik, yeah.
Yeah, from Big
don't
Bang Theory.
Me.
Same thing. I'm not a Big Bang Theory
Jane
fan.
Krakowski,
she's great.
Kimmy Schmidt.
Jane Krakowski, Kimmy Schmidt, amazing.
Now your favorite, though.
Anna Chlumsky in Veep.
Right.
She had one of the best scenes
in a while.
In television.
In a while.
Oh, my God.
That's not
fantastic.
A bold statement.
You know who won? Allison Janney in CBS Mom. Typical...
I'm
sitcom
sorry.
Style.
No. That may be one of those awards just for career for
her.
What they did. I don't know, but Alice and Janney
she
is incredible.
She's just living in it. She did a good job, and she did a good job. You can't blame don't call it a sitcom style. If an actor,
I'm just saying
good,
it's so generic. It's so bland. Everything about that show is bland. I've seen a couple episodes. It's not that great.
Right, but that's the show, not the performance. Her performance,
though,
it may not be a show you like or the style you like, but that performance in it is what brings the heat.
I'm moving on this conversation. I'm bored. We're going to keep going.
Well, you can just get out. Thanks. Our co-host for today is bored.
Lily's moving on. Lily's done with this.
What do you guys think about American Horror Story being classified as a miniseries, even though
it's not?
It's got a full television season.
Yeah.
It should be.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Okay,
that's
cool.
Upsetting.
Glad we did that.
Which is goofy. They did that for a couple years. They had Orange is the New Black as a
outstanding
comedy,
television.
Like, for
now
the
they switched
it
to a drama.
But that's also it should have been.
Yeah.
It
could be both.
I think it might not have been Orange is the New Black, but I remember one year it was the biggest joke of the Emmys or Golden Globes calling one of a movie or a show. I don't remember which one. A comedy is it's the biggest laugh of the evening.
Yeah,
right.
Because there's not enough
in what world is this movie show a comedy?
Oh, you're talking about, and this is where Benji's,
I think Eternal
Benji's
Sunshine
put,
was in for comedy once.
I think it's probably
you're going
right?
too far back.
I'm
talking about 2 years ago.
I was say Benji's gonna put the name of the show. He's gonna use editing magic to put it in right here. So I sound smart. You're talking about.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
There we go.
Okay.
So nice. With that, everyone thought it was. A comedy. It's not a comedy.
Not a comedy.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Did you ever watch the show Hello Ladies on HBO?
That's got the English guy.
Yes.
What's
yes.
That, name?
That was.
Guy.
I thought that show. That's one that I would put on the category that flew under the radar for
yes.
as long as it did. That's
but,
a great.
Oh my
show.
God! How awkward is that show?
Oh, it's. It's Merchant and Gervais. That's what they do.
Yeah, that's what they do. No, they like making you uncomfortable. It's what they do, but to the extent that they went with Hello Ladies, yeah. Every episode, I was like, do I actually want to keep watching this? And I did, but just because. I don't know why.
Well, that character is so fantastic because he's not. I mean, he's awful, but at the same time, he does have a good heart. He doesn't mean it. He just really wants to be the man, you know. And he just can't.
I haven't watched the movie, which is what this. Why
it was good.
But it was good.
It was good.
More awkward than Curb Your Enthusiasm. Is that show.
In a different way?
Okay,
that's like forced awkward. Where this is like, yeah. Oh man, you did that. Like
this is like yeah. This like, is like you actually feel sick watching this. Yeah, guy. Like you, no, there's a couple times where you actually
it's nauseating awkward.
I don't know if I can do that.
There's a couple times.
It's even as simple of things of like things are going so well and then they just don't. And it was just a stupid mistake.
Well, there's one episode which really stuck out to me. He was trying to throw a big party.
That's
to,
what
like,
I was
show
thinking.
He's the man.
Pool party, right?
The pool party, and he invites all these models, and he goes and rents out this apartment pool. Because he doesn't have his own pool. So he rents out an apartment pool, and when he goes to have the party, there's like a 10-year-old having a birthday party before his party. So he like kicks them out, gets in a fight with the mom, takes over the apartment pool, goes to, I can't remember what he does, he leaves to go do something, and he hired a security team to make his party seem as legit as possible. And while he's doing that, the security team shows up, and then they won't allow him into his own party. So the rest of the episode is him trying to break back into his own party,
constantly being
thrown out and embarrassed, and he's just so broken at the
end. And I think what
it
makes it even worse is that, if I'm not mistaken, he leaves because the party's not happening. Like, no one's
showing
up.
Yeah, no one showed up.
So he leaves, and then it gets started, and he realizes it, and he wants to come back, and can't.
But he can't get in.
He can't get in.
No. And it's things like that that just make you so sad. It's just so sad.
That's a good show. Check that one out.
I never saw Bessie. I want to see that.
Yeah.
That's supposed to be cool. Daily Show winning for talk series as that goes away.
That deserves everything it gets.
It deserves as many as it can.
That's another one of those Lifetime Achievement Award type things.
But I mean,
yeah, that show.
So well deserved.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean,
I'm really looking forward to seeing what he does.
It's a very important show just in terms of American
culture.
Just our history.
Especially our generation.
Yep. Especially, our generation. That's something that when we're old men, we'll like talk about.
I mean, that was our
like
news. That was our news.
That was our news. You're right.
And seeing what
that's who I trusted.
Yeah. I think it was Josh Gad wrote. He wrote a quote about Daily Show where he said, "Jon Stewart is my generation's Dan Rather." He says, "I'm not sure what that says more about my generation or about like the world we live in."
Yeah,
but,
that's true.
Yeah, that's true.
That's a good way to put that. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. And you know, seeing what Colbert is doing now on that talk show, he's doing such a great job.
It's really interesting.
Oh, yeah, no, absolutely. Yeah.
I mean, I'm anxious the next couple of years because now Late Night has so many just heavy hitters out there.
Oh,
I just can't wait. I feel like everything's just going to be every night is just going to be so much good
raising
content to watch
because of that.
I'm really excited.
Yeah, and that's been an interesting thing to see how I love Jimmy Fallon and Kimmel and everything. I know we worked with Kimmel before, but it's interesting to see how like the difference in different shows. How like it used to just be like late night TV used to be a blend of like games and fun with celebrities, but also like honest and good interviews.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like it's gone to like either extremes of like it's either like a game night or it's a show that really like hits home.
Yeah.
Like and it's interesting to see that difference. And there's some things to enjoy with both, but it's like I'm curious to see if it'll reach an equilibrium.
Yeah, it's all
again.
Like it's waving and it's
each show will
at
find
some
a balance
point.
Rather than one show doing this well.
Well, the other one doing the other one well. Yeah.
So now what we're all really excited for, Outstanding Reality Competition.
Hey, we're working on a reality show. So
we're working on a documentary series. With narrative films.
You're fired, Mike.
We have The Amazing Race, Dancing with the Stars, Project Runway, So I Think You Can Dance, The Chef.
Are we really going to go
the
through
voice.
This?
No, I'm just kidding.
All right, well, The Voice.
The Voice won. I got to tell you, I love The Voice.
The Voice, I'll tell you what, The Voice is cool. The best thing about The Voice, the reason it's cool is just when the people are singing, just the auditioning rounds or whatever it's just so much fun to watch the pros listen. You know, to watch musicians listen to someone else's voice and to see the cogs turning and to see the moment when it clicks or when they notice a note or when they notice something happen that they're like, that's it.
That's
a star.
Makes them, that's
like,
what makes them
I think
turn
that's
around.
The best part of that show. That's really interesting to watch.
Absolutely,
I think that's really cool.
I remember the first time I saw The Voice, I was at a sushi restaurant.
You want sushi?
Cut!
Yeah.
And like it was the premiere and I was like, I heard about the show. And like I was hooked
Which is just another way, I mean, like I'm really excited about the return of Project Greenlight because I think it's really fun and interesting to watch like a professional to watch a pro recognize someone that has it. I think that's absolutely fascinating and is invaluable to watch. Definitely.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
And Project Greenlight's been really
I'm excited about that. Yeah.
For sure.
Definitely. What's next on our sheet? What do we got?
I'm kind of skimming through.
There's a million things.
We can talk about writing. You want to talk about writing for comedy?
Yeah, dude.
This is very important.
Writing
episodes
for comedy.
Getting some love.
Writing for comedy.
I need to watch episodes.
Is that the one with,
Joey?
Friends, yes.
Matt LeBlanc.
Our apologies.
Matt LeBlanc.
How you doing?
He's great. Writing for comedy, I thought, was one of the stiffest categories. Because there's two episodes. There are like maybe three or four episodes of Silicon Valley that I thought were just about as good as it gets in terms of writing throughout
the
season.
2 Days at the Condor, though, what was nominated?
That was fantastic. So and I was like, and when I'm looking at the nominees, I'm like, there's only one possible episode of anything that could beat it, and it's the episode of Veep when they have the committee going on, and that's just incredible. That thing is a masterclass.
Yeah. It's interesting to me how they actually do that and how they nominate a specific episode.
Yeah,
it's really interesting. I think it's cool that the pilot of Last Man on Earth, you don't see that often, I don't think.
No,
yeah,
because
pilot,
usually episode two is pilot version two.
Exactly.
So the second episode is where a show really hits a stride and it's a voice that they want to emulate for the rest, and the pilot is the way to pitch to the world
what
the show is. So it's really cool to see that their pilot, you know, got nominated. I feel like you're going to see that a lot coming forward, is that shows that aren't doing the pilot style of testing and then just like revamp their whole structure, is that your pilot's going to be what your show's going to be. And
do you think that's because of, like you said, the way the medium's changing a little bit? It gives people more liberty to bring the heat the first episode instead of worrying about...
Not necessarily bring heat the first episode, but you're actually making your whole show at once.
Gotcha.
So you have this liberty to write your whole show and you don't have to give everything away in the first episode.
I see.
Exactly.
You know, like the fact that the first episode is truly just him alone until the end is great. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Because
it's amazing.
That's every single episode after that. One more person gets there and comes, and you know, you watch the show, and if not, go watch it.
No, you should start watching
And it spoils the first episode. I'm so sorry. You know, and that's really cool.
I think that's absolutely awesome.
Yeah,
but Veep won, so that's...
And Will Forte just deserves anything and everything.
Game of Thrones.
Mother's Mercy
was a good...
I need to watch
episode.
Game of Thrones.
The one when the spoiler Shame alert. Walk, right? That's the Shame Walk episode? Okay, I get that one. That makes sense.
Directing for a comedy series. I mean, you got some big names up there. You got,
right.
I mean, you have Phil Lord and Chris Miller.
Yep.
Again, for the pilot. Damn.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Pilot, Mike Judge for Silicon Valley. Yeah. That show, I just watched season two. I mean, that show is so good.
It gets better.
It's so funny.
For a comedy, it's so intense. It's so intense.
What I love
and
about
it's
that?
Such a goofball comedy. It blows you away just how riveting it is for guys in a startup. It's so good.
My theory on that is that show is actually first written as a Hollywood show. It's a show about this guy. It's by the guy who has a script and a bunch of filmmakers that
want to
make a movie.
Wants to make
and
it
he's
big,
pitching around town and they look like, this is just like every other nonsense. Yeah. Wait a minute. What if we relate this to the Bay Area? Okay, it's a guy with a program, with a bunch of other programs. You go to the grocery store, and you have people bother you about the apps that they make, and you have the big studio. It's like kind of the same
that
world.
Makes sense. Yeah.
But the way
that.
They went is just so much fun.
It's
riveting, and it's like it has that awkward sense of humor in the way of like these guys just keep effing up.
There was a great cameo this season. It was the neighbor in
the
wheelchair.
Yeah, the ferrets.
Laszlo. I remember him as Laszlo from Val Kilmer's Real Genius. Back in the 80s.
I've been thinking about your laser solution.
He was also the wolf man in the Monster Squad.
Kick him in the nose! Kick him in the nose!
He doesn't have nose!
Do it!
Wolfman's got nose!
I don't know that actor's
How
real
do you
name.
Remember all this?
But he is so. I love that guy. So when I saw him, I just started jumping for.
What
I was like, Laszlo. I don't know. I gotta check his name. This is another one of those moments where
his name was.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, definitely.
So yeah, that's kind of what I think of though.
I think it's cool. Now, obviously, we've gone through all the categories, and there's a lot of people that always give those award shows heat, and they're like, oh, it's just people patting asses.
It's
not that good of a show. I don't feel like there's... What can they do to make it more enjoyable? I mean, that's what it is. You've got 3 hours to announce all these categories. How much can you really fit in to make it...
I didn't watch it, honestly, so I don't...
Funny in between.
I don't know how the night went.
I watched the opening with Sandberg. Yeah, he was really great.
Yeah.
Again, Brooklyn Nine-Nine. Good show.
I think the key for any show, and the Oscars is what I watch every year, is that's like the only show that I really make sure that I watch every year. It's just finding better writers and more consistent writers, and also finding the voice of your host.
That's
like
what
the
it
same
is.
Writer can't write for Ellen and James Franco. That's just
absolutely,
you know. And I really think it's either you find the right team that's consistent. Honestly, get the Daily Show writers, get SNL writers, Don't put your own like hodgepodge team together. Like, go out and find the best writing team there is out there.
Yeah.
Bring them on for the month of the show.
Yeah.
Write for that host. You know, have the host involved. Let the host, like, I just think that's the biggest problem is that the host doesn't feel connected to the material.
Yeah.
And then it's awkward because a lot of times it's just actors. It's not comedians. It's not people that are late show hosts or something like that. Like, they're just people that act. And if they're not given the right material, they're going to perform badly. Like, are we surprised?
If you could pick a host, who would it be? Someone that hasn't done it yet. Tell me who's been your favorite so far.
I think.
And who you would like to see
based
someday.
Off the Late Show, I want to see Stephen Colbert.
Okay.
Colbert, really?
Colbert.
I love Jon Stewart.
Yeah.
And I think Stephen Colbert could be hilarious. And you know what's really funny, too, is I never loved the Colbert Report. But even in this last just week of him being on the Late Show, I'm like, damn.
He's a very intelligent man. You know who would be a funny
and Emmys host? Louis C.K.
Louis C.K. would be hilarious.
I think that's a cool pick.
He's just so, like, not Hollywood that they would never.
Yeah. That's why it'd be so funny.
It'd be amazing, but I don't think
I feel like he would tear it apart the whole time.
Oh, he would.
It would be so much fun to just watch him crap on it.
That's why I'm saying.
Almost kind of like Ricky, in a sense.
That's what I'm saying, Colbert. I feel like he would be smarter about it.
Yeah.
He wouldn't be as blunt. He wouldn't be as blunt. He'd be a little more
subversive, like, with his digs.
Polite about
it
and just make the jokes that will make everyone laugh and not politely laugh.
Yeah.
You know, and I think that's the difference because I feel like you want it to be an inclusive night. You want it to still be fun. You don't want to just crack jokes about it. You want to make jokes that are, you know, inclusive and fun and enjoyable. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know. I think he'd be a good choice.
Yeah.
Louis C.K. How about you?
That's cool.
What do you think?
Oh, man. I don't know. I got no one.
Jimmy Fallon?
I would pick. You can't ask Fallon me because I would pick a pro wrestler for everything, and that just wouldn't work. So I can't.
Ronda Rousey?
Yeah. She ain't no pro wrestler. She actually beats people up.
Yeah.
Terrifyingly. Sorry, Ronda.
The Rock?
We're not saying
The Rock.
Dude, The Rock. Put Dwayne in there.
I'm surprised he's not hosting. He's doing every other movie for the next 20 years. Did you see the Christmas special that he did last year?
No.
He did a Christmas special. You have to look this up. What? It was the weirdest freaking... No, him.
Wait.
It was in like D.C. The Obama family was there, front row. Like, and he started just singing.
Holiday Christmas special?
Yeah. And like, it had random, like, it had random artists, like, great, like, you know, bands and musicians were there, and like some choir thing, whatever. And then he started just like randomly singing at one point. It's like, what is happening? Yes, it got completely under the radar. But
I had no idea.
Jane Lynch.
I live for The Rock.
Jane Lynch would be funny.
Ooh, Jane Lynch is a good call.
Yeah. I'm hooked on Dwayne The Rock Johnson now.
Yeah, Dwayne.
So no, look this good. Up. Look up.
Dwayne. I'm going to look that
Rock
up.
Rock 2014 Christmas special. It was the weirdest.
I can't believe I didn't know about that. That sounds magical.
It was magical.
We are here backstage, Christmas in Washington, getting worked on. I just met the president, and he had just shared with me that he was, in fact, my biggest fan.
It sounds magical.
It was magical indeed.
Sounds like everything I
it was
want
great.
It to be.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, you have it here. We started off talking about the Emmys, and now we want you to go watch The Rock's magical Christmas special.
Oh, and follow on Instagram, actually. I mean, follow us, obviously, but his Instagram is hilarious.
Honestly, his Instagram is great.
Follow us on Instagram. Before you guys go, where can the peeps follow you guys on the socials if you want?
Oh, my Twitter and Instagram is Oshram11.
Boom. Awesome.
Easy. At MikeT182.
Boom. There you have it. Guys, thanks for joining us. We really appreciate it.
Yeah. Watch the show when it comes out on Hulu.
Watch
hashtag
the show.
Rocket Jump on Hulu.
Yeah, use Rocket
hashtag
Jump on Hulu.
Rocket Jump on Hulu is
Rocket
the official,
Jump on Hulu is the official hashtag.
Is this our first official hashtag?
I think it came from the top. It came
We've
from the big boys.
It. It
came from so the big use boys. Rocket Jump on Hulu when everyone talks about the show.
Yep.
It was
Get
just
excited.
Announced last week about this VR piece that we have going on. That's going to hopefully come out in November. We'll obviously keep
awesome.
You informed about that.
That's rad.
The funny thing is that the two of us worked on this VR piece, but neither of us owns a personal like VR headset.
No.
So
no,
worked
I
on
no,
this
I,
thing that I can't
I have
watch.
No, I have no idea what it looks like.
So
I just filmed
but
it.
But if you have a VR headset, definitely
check it out.
Check it out. When it's
ready,
out.
Go to the library and rent Run. Do they have that now?
I don't think at the library.
You know, I just moved.
You got to do
the
that.
Library.
I just moved next to the Burbank
the library.
Public library.
The I'm library, really man. I'm from the Midwest. We say library.
Yeah.
It is library.
Oh, yeah.
Library.
Did you ever watch Scrubs?
Yeah. No.
I'm as red as a strawberry.
Wait, you don't watch Scrubs?
Never watched Scrubs. Couldn't
Dude,
do it.
Dude, Scrubs is the best.
Don't like Scrubs. This is a whole new episode, and we need Arnold for this.
Scrubs
I don't like Scrubs. No.
How much did you watch? All right, sorry. We'll come back and talk about
this. Done enough. To be continued. Anyways, thanks, guys. We'll be back again.
Thanks for watching, guys.
Benji, watch Scrubs.
Benji, watch Scrubs. Start it up.
Okay.
It's a big campaign. Benji, watch Scrubs. Come on.
Shut it down.
It's trending right now.